It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindell. As we continue along on a Friday morning, I'm once again joined in the studio by Michael Bradford with the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in this morning. Earlier this week, you and I talked a little bit about how did it all go with the opening ceremonies in downtown Marquette with the UP200. Mm. From my perspective, as someone that's been emceeing the thing for quite a while, I thought there was a huge crowd, like a big, big crowd. And it turns out, it was bigger than normal. And what's that? It was like 10,000 people?
Yeah, no, your observation is correct. It was unbelievable. I mean, you could see it. But thankfully, we have this software that allows us to actually look and see, you know, how many people were down there during the time of the event. And so just within the event area itself, not even the whole downtown, during the time of the event, we had a little over 10,000 people, you know, mm-hmm. during the time of this event, where in the past, you're good to get over 8,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an incredible jump.
I think there was a combination of, the weather was good. You had, the Valentine's weekend for a lot of people. And, also it was just people wanted to get out and do something fun. And that was the UP200. But I wanted to have you to talk a little bit about these efforts that the DDA is doing, especially using this technology to be able to get an idea, a little bit better handle on the crowds that you have at downtown events that you're putting on. Tell me about this technology in a nutshell. How does it work?
Yeah, so this technology allows us to kind of draw a geofence or a digital fence basically around any given area. Mm-hmm. So throughout the downtown, it could be the whole downtown, or for the UP200, it's event space or an individual business, and it allows us over a specific amount of time or a full year even to see, okay, how many people are coming during this time? Where do they go after? Those kind of demographics, just to kind of give us a better idea of how many people are coming to these events or businesses, for how long, and you know, what do they look like? It helps us plan basically not just for, does this event need to grow and scale? Mm-hmm. Do we need a bigger footprint? To the very important variable of safety.
Sure, of course.
It's very important.
Well, what do you use this for? I mean, obviously you can say, okay, this is one of our successful events. We can keep this maybe going or we can adjust this one. But you mentioned safety. How does that work with what you do with the law enforcement and everybody in the community that way?
Yeah. So Blueberry Fest was kind of a good one for us because we had to increase its footprint. We saw that there was already, it was busting at the seams, which in and of itself can be a hazard if you have too many people crammed into a public right of way. Mm-hmm. But also it allows us to see kind of traffic patterns and frequency around given areas. So it allows us to see where most people are driving. And so it kind of gives us an idea, especially for 4th of July, mm-hmm. where it's the busiest weekend of the year, to get a better idea as far as, okay, where are people coming from and at what times?
We're talking with Michael Bradford this morning with the Marquette Downtown Development Authority about this new technology. And I say new technology because you've had sort of a way of doing some roundabout counts and sort of estimations, but this is a relatively new software that you're using, right?
Oh, yeah. We just started this late last year. So this is the first time, 2026, where we get to use it throughout the entire year, mm-hmm. and really start to take a very deep look into what's happening downtown.
Yeah, and it's interesting because what it does is it basically sets up a boundary, and then if I understand it just records wireless devices, not the information on them, but just kind of pings and counts, right? I mean, it kind of gets an idea. You're doing a digital head count.
Pretty much. And don't worry, it doesn't capture like anyone's names or private information, but general information as far as like, this is a person, they entered a space, and you know, the kind of stuff like, where do they come from and where do they go to after?
What is this going to mean for planning events now into the future for not only the DDA, but then supporting perhaps some events and having some of this information?
Yeah, I want to use music on 3rd as an example. That was the first thing I looked at because mm-hmm. that's seen the most change over the last couple of years, and it helped affirm that we're going in the right direction and that we may even need to make a few updates here and there as far as its footprint. But not only does it help us like, okay, we need to do this, but if you made a choice, it's helped us like, okay, we need to stay the path. This is the right direction. And it has really helped us communicate this to businesses and provide them opportunities and give them a qualifying, you know, number like, okay, this is a good opportunity for me. It's time to engage.
And this goes for all of these DDA events and downtown events. You got the farmers markets, you've got music on 3rd, you've got UP200 events that are happening. It really seems like it's actually an exciting bit of technology that you can use now to give people, give sponsors, give businesses, give everybody something more concrete.
I have this big thing of managing expectations. Mm-hmm. It's so important just in community service, but also in events and working with businesses, you need to help get people, you know, more information so that they could better understand what this really means, not just the economic impact, but every impact. Mm-hmm. And once they have that expectation, it gets a lot easier to then engage, you know, with that product.
One thing I did want to ask you before I let you go here this morning is that if people want to find out more about what the DDA does, upcoming events, maybe if they have questions, want to put something in front of you for consideration, mm-hmm. how do they find out a little bit more?
Yeah, to find everything related to Downtown Marquette, you could just go to our website at downtownmarquette.org, or of course, just follow us for up-to-date information on our social media, both on Facebook and Instagram.
Michael Bradford with me in the studio this morning, giving us an update on some record numbers for the UP 200 and how they're keeping a track of those as well through the Marquette DDA. Michael, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Walt.
All right, look for this interview at our website at sunny.fm.